Are they making progress, or is there a lack thereof?
Thanks, Francis. Progress is happening slowly within the Department of Defense. As you can see from our recent report, we had looked at their fund balance with Treasury reconciliation process. The reason is this is the basic building blocks of financial management, whether you're trying to produce auditable financial statements or to be able to run an operation efficiently. Our report highlighted some key problems with their fund balance with Treasury reconciliation process. The first one was system inefficiencies. They're working with systems which does not produce reliable data, so that hampers them in terms of reconciling really their cash balance to their Treasury books. The second one was the lack of ineffective reconciliation process, so that is forcing them to make unsupported adjustments, so they're matching up their records to the Treasury records without following up on the differences. And the third one really is the lack of policy and procedures to be able to guide an effective and efficient process across the entire reconciliation process, which is fairly complex, especially in the Navy given the size. One of the examples was there was no requirements or evidence for supervisory review. So altogether, this paints a rather bleak picture in terms of them trying to be able to reconcile their books to the Treasury books, which is the first step to be able to get an auditable statement of budgetary resources.
And that's the context that all of this is happening. That's the 2014 deadline, if I'm not mistaken, and the overall auditing process is 2017. Do I have that right?
That's correct.
So if the first step is not really happening the way that it should, and we're only in just a couple of weeks, we'll be 2 years out from the first deadline, that really leaves that 2014 deadline open to question, doesn't it?
2014 is going to be really challenging. The question is whether it's really possible or not, and that's an area which GAO, we are going to be looking at it once the plan has been announced. The indication is that the comptroller, Comptroller Hale, is going to be announcing that plan in early January. So we'll be focused on to see how they're going to be approaching the 2014 deadline.
He made six recommendations to improve the policies and procedures part of that. And as you outlined those three issues, that one was the one that struck me the most, because if there's not a structure in place in the first place, then your people are really doing whatever they think is best. And as noble and genuine as those efforts might be, if you don't have everybody on the same page, it strikes me that that's really not a plan as we would think of a plan.
Correct. I mean, that really indicates to skill set issues also. That's something which DFAS, Navy, and Marine Corps have acknowledged, especially given that some of the BRAC issues within DFAS, they lost some of the skill sets which really were helping them in prior years to be able to help with not only the fund balance with reconciliation process, but with some of the other accounting activities there.
The whole issue of skill set is something that we're hearing a lot about all across the Defense Department and all federal agencies with some of the issues, the personnel issues, and we've talked about quite a few of those in the program today. But did you get any sense as you did this particular work that DFAS was even in a position to be able to try to regenerate or replicate or replace the skill set losses that they've experienced?
We didn't specifically look at that in this study, so I can't really speak to that. But that is an area, just going back to the 2014 question, whether it's going to be possible or not, it's really going to be dependent on the skill sets, whether it's organic government skill sets, DOD skill sets, or the contractor skill sets. They have to have a different approach to be able to do things differently to meet that date.
Talk about the recommendation that you made specifically about the policies and procedures part of it, because, as I said, that seems to me, as an outsider, the most critical issue here.
The policy and procedures really started off with really understanding what the complex process is, and it's different between the Marine Corps and the Navy. Navy, being much larger, has got a more complex process itself. So it really lays out the process to make sure they understand the different steps they have to go through. The other element was to have a supervisory review so that the work that somebody has done is being reviewed by somebody else. So if there are any mistakes, they're caught earlier on before they are being processed into the system, then eventually go through to Treasury.
want to ask you about one element of this that seems to be a thread in some of these issues, again, not just in DOD, but across government. You write, DFAS officials stated they acquired the Business Activity Monitoring, BAM, tool to perform the reconciliation of the cash activity recorded in the Navy's general ledger accounting systems to that recorded in DCAS. However, after 4 years of effort and $29 million, the BAM tool doesn't yet provide the information needed to identify and resolve the underlying causes of differences between DCAS and Navy General Ledger systems. Is this an IT problem? Is this the talent problem that we talked about a few minutes ago, Asif? Or is there something else here? Or is this maybe just on time and just not yet a completed process?
Yeah, actually, this is it's a combination of the IT problem and also a skill set problem. BAM really wasn't configured to be able to identify the differences between the Treasury books and the different general ledger that the Navy has itself. So, I mean, they were trying to retrofit a tool which was meant for something else. So, I mean, in that sense, I mean, it's an IT issue, but then the skill set issue is to be able to reconcile the differences, to be able to investigate that the differences the BAM tool is showing up, and to be able to resolve those differences in an efficient and timely manner. So this is kind of like a combination of both those issues, and that is the case in several of the other findings that we have also uncovered in this report.